Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 883 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a fantastic question coming in today from Jim, but before we get to Jim's question, I just want to mention really quick and thank FreshBooks for being a sponsor of the Ask Pat podcast, one of the first sponsors here on the show way back in 2014, and I still love to promote them because they're awesome. They've helped me and millions of other small businesses help with managing our business finances from the income to the expenses, and more recently for me personally is the invoicing features that they have. So I bill students and things like that, and it makes it really easy. Under 30 seconds, we can just create a really quick but very professional looking invoice that gets sent out. We can keep track of who owes and then who has not paid yet, which is the same thing as owed, and then also who has yet to open those invoices, which is really handy when it comes to following through and getting paid. So check them out for 30 days for free by going to freshbooks.com/askpat, and just make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Again, that's freshbooks.com/askpat. All right, now here's today's question from Jim.
Hey, Pat. Immigration attorney Jim Hacking in St. Louis. Hope you're doing well. Want to say thank you for all the great content and instruction and teaching and love that you've shown all of us for all these years. I got my copy of Will It Fly? I've read it. And my question for you is, I have about 800 plus YouTube subscribers to my channel, and I send out periodic videos. I'm not entirely consistent with when I publish, but I'm wondering, is there a way that I can talk to those people or contact those people, or what recommendations do you have other than speaking to them directly through YouTube to find out who they are, what they're interested in? I'm imagining that they're interested in immigration law because that's what all my videos are about. But I'm wondering if you have any tips on sort of identifying your audience within YouTube. Thanks for everything and have a great 2017. See ya.
Hey, Jim, thank you so much for the question and the love. I appreciate that. Now, how can you identify your YouTube audience? Well, it's not as easy as we would hope, right? Because YouTube, I mean, we only get so many insights from YouTube based on who is watching our videos. I mean, we get some data based on what countries they might be from and how long they're watching and, you know, all those kinds of things. But who are they really? And how can we figure out more about them so we can help and serve them more? I mean, really, that's what online business is about, right? Finding out more about the problems and the pains and who exactly our audience is so we can come up with solutions for them. So how do you do that? Well, with any platform, the best and number one way to do that is to invite them onto your email list. And to do that, you want to offer some sort of incentive. So I would do in your videos, Jim, your future videos, I would offer at the end of your videos some sort of incentive. It doesn't have to be very big either. It could be just a checklist or a quick start guide or something handy that your audience would want to download. They go to a landing page. So you mentioned the URL, hopefully very easy to get to. And of course, you can include that link in the description as well. And then on that URL, when they land on that page, hence landing page, they have the ability to get that thing by including their email address and name if you'd like, in exchange for it. So you can set that up through something like ConvertKit or whatever email service provider you have. You likely have the ability to do this. If you wanted to get fancy with it, you could use a tool like Lead Pages to make it really easy for you to actually create these lead pages. You can split test them. You can change things really easily. So Lead Pages is a great tool as well. But more than that, I mean, it really comes down to the incentive and the lead magnet that you're offering them. That way, you get them on your email list, and you can then have a conversation with them. You can engage in a conversation with them. You can ask them questions, even in an automated fashion. For example, one of my favorite things to do, Jim, is in your autoresponder sequence, include a question. And that question might be something like, what are you struggling with? Or tell me a little bit about yourself. And yes, you're asking for people to reply. That's going to immediately help you stand out from everybody else, because very often people who send emails, they aren't really asking for replies. So first of all, you're going to get your audience to respond and engage with you, which will help them engage with you further down the road and transact with you from that small way into a much bigger way down the road, hopefully. But more than that, you're going to be able to understand through these emails in an automated fashion, if done this way, exactly what your audience needs help with. You can rephrase that question in different ways. For example, what's a video you'd like me to create about in the future? Or what blog post do you want to see me write that hasn't been written yet or you haven't found? These are great ways to really quickly understand what it is that you should be doing. But more than that, it helps you just have a conversation with them. And some of those people you might find will have very interesting stories. I would even go from your email list to a Skype call or a phone call to just chat with them and talk to them. That's one of my favorite things to do. Every month, I try to make an effort to get 10 people on a call with me or on a Skype call so that I can just literally talk to them and ask them questions and see what's working for them and what's not working for them, what could be done to improve the experience on SPI and those kinds of things. And those kinds of conversations have had a massive effect on my business, and they can on yours too, Jim. So that's really the trick. That's how you go about it. You could also go, if you don't want to do email, do email. But you could also do social media. So you can bring people from your videos onto a social media platform like Twitter or Facebook, connect with you there. And then it'd be, again, easy to have a direct conversation with them through something like a direct message, and then potentially lead up into a more engaged conversation on the phone or on Skype, for example. And you don't even need a lead incentive to do that. But again, those lead magnets do really help. And getting people on an email list where people can be very open with you in their replies is definitely the best way to go. So Jim, thank you so much for the question. I appreciate you and want to wish you all the best. I also want to send you an AskPat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show as well, ask away. Just go to askpat.com, and after your question gets featured, like Jim's, you'll hear from my assistant in the next 3 to 4 weeks, and we'll get that hooked up for you free of charge, no matter where you live. So stoked to hand those out, and stoked for all your attention and time and your questions, because, hey, this show wouldn't exist if it wasn't for your questions. So thank you for that. And then finally, I have a quote to finish off the day by Charles William Eliot, and that quote is, "One could get a first-class education from a shelf of books 5 feet long." True that. Or with a free YouTube account, right? By the way, guys, really quick, couple days left in the open enrollment period for my new course, Smart from Scratch. So if you are at the point at which you're already building an audience, you already have a business, don't worry, that product's not for you. But if you're just starting out and you're waiting for the right time, well, here's a good excuse. Smartfromscratch.com is now open for enrollment. It closes Friday. Price will go up the next time enrollment opens. So for now, get it while it's hot. Smartfromscratch.com. Cheers. Thanks so much. And I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income Podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income Podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.